Now to Thailand. It's been a long time since an unfolding news story has gripped the attention of people all around the world, and probably much longer since that kind of a story has had a happy ending, or mostly. But now there's been a global sigh of relief after we heard that the 12 Thai boys and their coach had been rescued from the cave and they're all okay. Anne Barker is one of the ABC journalists who's been at the scene providing round-the-clock coverage. Anne Barker, thanks for joining me on RN Drive.
Hi, Damien. How are you?
Not bad. I'm sure I'm less tired than you. Have you had a chance to catch up on any sleep?
No, and the funny thing is, you know, the last few nights I have gone back to the hotel with enough time to get, you know, what we'd all regard as enough sleep to function on, but ultimately, the adrenaline just keeps going through you and it keeps me awake. So I haven't slept very well, even though I might have been trying to. It's just one of those stories. And, you know, people say, I think with a story like this, you can just keep going and going and going. And as soon as you stop, that's when you collapse, because the adrenaline does keep you going. The times that I suddenly find there's a bit of a lull and I sit down, just take a break, that's when I suddenly think I need to sleep. And in some ways, you better just keep going until you know that you can stop.
Well, I hope after this chat you'll be able to let it go and have a big, long, wonderful sleep. Look, how did this story unfold for you, Anne? When did your coverage begin?
Well, the funny thing is, you know, 2 weeks ago, or I guess 3 weeks ago now, whenever it was, 2.5 weeks ago, when these kids first disappeared, just the nature of my job in Sydney is to cover international stories, whatever, you know, the topical stories of the day might be. And so I actually did do a story, you know, I can't even remember at what point, maybe a day or two days after they disappeared. And it was, you know, of course, everybody was interested in it, but it was just another story. And there was no sign at that point that it was going to become such a huge story, because I guess we all felt at that point these kids will be found. So fast forward to just last week when they were suddenly found, and it was, you know, fully 9 days since they'd disappeared. And it was like, we can't believe they could have survived that length of time. And then you discover the circumstances of how they were found, and it was just amazing. So the next day it was like, well, we need to send people in. And I think I found out at 3 o'clock in the afternoon that I was going to be on a flight at 10 a.m. the next morning. So it was a very, very quick turnaround.
And you and journalists from every corner of the globe honed in on Northern Thailand. How many journalists were there?
Oh, it's huge, Damien. I mean, I didn't come in until obviously 2 days after they had been found inside the cave. So I imagine until that Monday there was a much, much smaller media contingent. But certainly once they were found, they were, you know, there was a massive influx of people. So we came in, there were people on our plane, there was a Dutch crew. And then, you know, the next day again, there was a mad influx as well. So there were literally hundreds of people at the cave site as we were waiting for the search to resume, I mean, the rescue to begin, if you like. And it's just got bigger and bigger and bigger.
Now, of course, it's a wonderful outcome, but we've got to acknowledge and remember that the Thai Navy SEAL diver who died as part of the rescue effort. What impact did that have on everyone?
Well, I mean, it was devastating, and it was such a shock as well, because, you know, everybody was so focused on the children and their coach that I don't know that it occurred to anyone that, you know, one of the divers could die, because they were also, you know, they're also skilled, they're elite divers. And so to have a Navy SEAL die was not just a shock because of his death and what it meant for his family and everything, but it also really did underline just how dangerous the mission was for the kids as well. It's been the one tragedy that's sort of endured through this. And even though it is, as you said, a largely positive story, there will always be that one sadness, you know, attached to it.
I've seen your story tonight, which is on ABC. You're inside the cave system. You've been allowed to go inside the cave. What struck you most about the conditions that the kids and the coach and the rescuers would have had to endure when you went inside?
I think it was just the huge mouth of the cave. It was much bigger than I expected. It's quite a huge cavern with these giant stalactites sort of hanging down. And just the fact that the whole area in that mouth is full of water, so it's like an ankle-high lake. And then you have to go up a set of stairs to then go deeper into the cave. And I mean, I remember as a kid when you go to places, you know, like the Janolan Caves in New South Wales or wherever, you know, it's sort of obvious where you go in a cave to explore, but it just seemed like this tiny little, you know, entrance from that mouth that then goes further into the mountain. And I couldn't imagine going, I just could not imagine going 4 kilometres in as they've done. I mean, I imagine they didn't set off to go 4 kilometres inside. It was the rainwater and the floods that then forced them in further and further and further. And they may have been much closer to the entrance when they first disappeared, but they've been forced to go in further. But, you know, the most amazing thing of all is I keep asking myself, if those British divers hadn't stuck their heads up at that point that they did, because there was another 6 kilometres further that you could go beyond where the boys were found, would they have been found? And you know, it's so possible that they might never have been found and the search might have been abandoned. So that is why it's such an amazing result.
An amazing result and an amazing collective achievement and a lot of brave people and a lot of heroes and a lot of hardworking people. Anne Barker, look, thank you so much for speaking to us this evening, and I hope you get a chance to catch up on some shut-eye.
So do I. Thanks very much, Dan.
That was Anne Barker from ABC News there, who's been covering the extraordinary developments in Thailand over the last few weeks. I'm Damien Carrick, and you're listening to RN Drive.